Willie Jackson is with us for Corridor each Wednesday. Thanks for joining us again today. Willie, tēnā koe.
Hey, Brent.
Kia ora. Good to catch up with you. Well, first, I'll throw the ball into your court. What stood out for you most? What do you think our listeners would benefit most from knowing from your perspective? I've got a couple of questions, but set the stage with a bit of whakaaro, please, Willie J.
Sorry, what about? What
stood out for you from the parliamentary week and political manoeuvres?
I see. This is scrutiny week in Wellington this week, so we're just going through the different ministers and scrutinising them on every area. Today we're up with Tama, so funny enough, we've got 3 hours with Tama. So that'll be interesting as we sort of scrutinise the Māori development portfolio, a lot of areas we can go down in terms of, you know, what is happening, is anything happening, where are we going? So I'm looking forward to that, and we get in with Tama. And then just after 12 o'clock today, Dale, so this is what it's, this is a new idea in Parliament about scrutinising ministers, so looking forward to it. I had a bit of you might have seen it on TV News, so they love jumping on stuff. Anything I do, they seem to, particularly if something goes wrong, they jump on it. And yesterday our admin stuffed up our commitment with Minister for Broadcasting. And I don't know what happened. We're just a bit short there, and they just didn't get the right time. So I missed scrutinising Goldie yesterday in terms of broadcasting. Hacked me off, but I thought I could get to him in the afternoon, which I did, but they wouldn't allow me to talk about media. You know, the select committee, they said, oh, they had your chance this morning, but we had a bit of a screw-up on our admin side. One news jumped on it, because old Goldie rushed out and said, oh, Willie Jackson was only there for 4 minutes. That's because our time's mucked up. But, he could have answered my questions yesterday afternoon, but he refused and blah, blah, blah. No big deal, though. We'll just put some written questions through to him, but that's what scrutiny week's all about. You just got to get in front of these ministers and test them and challenge them.
How do you think Ngāi Māori are responding to Paul Goldsmith's style and understanding of the settlement scene?
Yeah, look, he's not a bad fella, Goldie. I've known him for many years. John Tomedi and I met him about 16 years ago. We interviewed him for our TV show. He doesn't have a bad head for this stuff, but it's whether we're going to get some action out of him. And in yesterday afternoon's scrutiny, I asked him about partnership, you know, because they're a bit hazy sometimes on partnership, and I think we need to hear more from him. I think the problem he has, and we have with him, is he's got too much on his plate today. He's got not just treaty partnership, there's a treaty portfolio, he's got the justice portfolio, you know. He's got the culture and heritage portfolio, he's got the broadcasting portfolio. So it's just, you need people to concentrate on something that's really dear to us. So, you know, obviously I'm a bit worried. I'm not saying he's a bad bloke or anything. He's not a bad bloke at all. I get on quite good with him. Well, they go on my nerves yesterday because he wouldn't let me ask him questions playing political games in the afternoon. But it's the time needed. And also, you know, we want to have some support for what we do. We want to have some support for the tribunal. We want to have some support for the partnership that has been recognised by previous governments, previous judges, judicial systems, and we want to hear more of that from Goldie.
We haven't heard anything about procurement. When you were the Minister of Māori Development, it was a kaupapa that you pushed. Look, we might not have got as much traction as you'd hoped for, but even so, I haven't heard the term used by this government as yet. Are we likely to?
Well, I didn't get as much procurement as I hoped for, but we got more procurement than any other minister ever got in the history of Parliament. So just put that in perspective. So we were up towards 8%, which is 8% more than what New Zealand First wanted. In fact, New Zealand First stopped procurement, and I imagine they're probably stopping Māori procurement now. So proud of what we did, proud of what Jacinda did in terms of bringing it in. And I'll ask some of those questions today of Tamara in terms of, you know, is there any going to be any strategy around procurement? Or is it just totally being dumped like many other kaupapa initiatives, many other kaupapa Māori initiatives?
The Prime Minister, obviously, the embarrassment of the planes situation, and now he's in Japan. Now, some business leaders are taking umbrage at him referring to we're open for business, as if, as a nation, we were ever closed. And some uncomfortable that Luxon has called previous business leaders on trade missions in previous governments as C-listers. Chris Hipkins is suggesting our international relations and trade are well established, and Luxon's attitude risks undermining the goodwill established by previous governments. What do you make of that sort of comment? Is some merit in it?
It's all merit. I mean, he's well known for trashing some of the stuff that we do overseas. He was doing that as an opposition leader. So not a lot of patriotism showed by the Prime Minister. Some fabulous work done by Chippy and Damien O'Connor too, establishing the European agreement, you know. So he's just cut that sort of rubbish out, but he's only got a few lines, the old Prime Minister. That's why he's the most unpopular Prime Minister since the Second World War. I mean, you know, Chippy's the most popular politician in this country, and that's off the National Party taxpayers' fund, taxpayers' goal. So no surprises there, Dale.
And taxation, again, looming, is a very important kaupapa. And what would you say of the need for tax reform at the moment? It appears there's only one target, and that's Middle New Zealand or landlords. A fairer tax system needed, Willie?
Well, that's what we're going through at the moment. You know, we're going through all those types of quarter. Obviously, there's always been a fairer tax system needed. It was we've been talking about that for decades now, and so we have to make those types of decisions in terms of our tax policy or new tax policy by 2026, and we will in terms of presenting something that was palatable to all our constituents, all our supporters. They're looking for a new tax policy from us, and that's what we're working through right now, Dale, in terms of our conferences and all our meetings, and we'll have something for the election in 26, no doubt about that.
Te nākwe, Willie. On a personal note here, look, politicians, yes, that's your day gig, but, you know, we're all proud whānau members, and now I see that you'd probably be the second oldest in Parliament after Winston, wouldn't you, Willie? So you've earned some sort of Komatua status in the Labour Party. I'm not quite sure of my facts there, but I just wanted to reflect on Marama's situation in the public way that she spoke of her health challenges. And hey, like I say, right across the board, people have been wishing her well, and that's fair, and it reflects well on the parliamentarians. We're all humans. We've all got fun.
I think I'm the fifth oldest, actually.
Have you done the stats? Have you been going?
Well, all us oldies did the stats. So there's Winston, there's Greg O'Connor, there's Damien O'Connor, there's David Parker. So these guys are all a couple of years older than me, so stop trying to make me older. Stop trying to make me older than you, because you're older than me.
Well, you're the second oldest. You're the second oldest Māori politician in there.
Second oldest Māori politician. Oh, okay.
All right.
But I'm about the fifth or sixth oldest. Might be fifth or sixth oldest in Parliament. Funny that, eh? All of a sudden you get old, but all good. I mean, look at Winston. He's the oldest politician, and he's the Deputy Prime Minister, and he's 16, 17 years older than me, 16 or 17 years older than me. And so what it shows, I think, with age is, and I don't think we should be ageist, Winston always used to tell me this, is you don't get to, say, 50 or you don't get to 60 and it's all over. We shouldn't be ageist in this country. Otherwise, we should all, if that's the case, well, we should all just give up. I don't believe in this. Of course, we support our young people, but we should support all people of different ages instead of this non. You know, there's this tendency to say, "Oh, the young are so good. The young are so great. There's some good young ones, no doubt about it, but they're not all great. And there's some good old ones too. Yeah, they're certainly not all great either. But also following on in terms of what you said about Marama, all our aroha goes to her from our party, but from me too. On a personal note, I give her a lot of aroha from myself and my family because she's a whanaunga to me, you know, on her Ngāti Porou side. Our whānau are buried by each other down the coast. I caught up with her yesterday, Dale, so that was really, really good. I just had a quick catch-up with her and saw her and went up and give her a uffy and wish her all the very best. You know, she's a passionate and wonderful advocate for not just for the Greens, but for our people, right, our Māori people right across the country. And so we'll give all my aroha to her and her whānau at this very tough time for her, but she'll come through, no doubt about that.
Tēnā koe, Willy. Thanks very much. Thanks, Koro. Thanks for joining us, Koro. See you, man.